Hi, my name's Scott Evers, and this is my March 2019 podcast as we head into the ends of the NCAA tournament for this year. Obviously, my team wasn't in it. Longtime Indiana University fan, kind of sad. We won a couple games in the NIT, which was good, but, you know, this is kind of a sad season this year. We just didn't perform at the level we were expecting to perform at, and such happens. The interesting reality today I wanted to talk about was the sharing of bad news. So, for many years, I used to watch basketball games live and football games live, and I used to get frustrated. I was invested, I was emotionally involved, and I would get frustrated. I would get angry about the game's result, and I wasn't dealing with it well. So one of the things that I decided to do was utilize the technology of the DVR and record the game and watch it. You know, it has nothing to do with being a good fan or being a bad fan. It just has to do with not wanting to stress the people around you out by being angry because a game didn't go well. So I don't get as angry. I don't get as frustrated. I don't yell at the TV anymore. I don't yell at the TV anymore because my dog bites my feet if I yell at the TV. But the reality is it's much easier for me to do that. And that got me thinking about other things that I do consistently that technology has made it easier, and I haven't really always thought about it, right? So if you consider the reality of technology, you know, what has it changed around you? So one of the things that obviously I really enjoy doing is going out boating. And technology has really improved the boating experience. The first boat I ever, first speedboat I ever drove was, now more than 40 years ago, my grandfather's old Sea Ray. It was an outboard 40-horse Sea Ray, 16-foot, open bow, not open bow, excuse me, closed bow, but, you know, small speedboat. That's the first boat I ever drove. There were gauges on that boat. You could see oil pressure, oil temperature, fuel gauge, and speedometer, and that was it. And there was no other gauges on that boat. The second boat I ever drove was the first boat my wife and I bought in Ohio. Had a lot more instrumentation, and we also now had a GPS, and we used that GPS frequently to evaluate where we were. The next boat we had didn't have a GPS, did have a VHF radio, but that was pretty much it, just standard gauges for a boat. And then the third boat we got was a more traditional boat for going on the Chesapeake Bay, and it had radar, and in having radar, we had radar, VHF, AIS radio, so on and so forth. We were actually able to have, you know, a different kind of boating experience. The technology makes it easier. Now we have a boat that has a much easier drive system to move the boat around. We can literally turn the boat around 360 degrees in one spot without moving, you know, off the geographic point. Makes it easier to dock the boat, makes it easier to take the boat out, makes it easier to get the boat into tighter situations. And that's technology applying. You know, another thing that I really enjoy, and I don't do it well, but I like to take pictures, and technology has offered the opportunity now to have drones and other technologies, 360-degree cameras, so on and so forth, that allow you to take different kinds of better pictures. So as you think about, you know, the reality of technology improving and changing your life, it becomes an interesting problem, because the other side of that is always the fear of change. So when you think about change, some people are scared of it. They should be. Some people aren't scared of it. They might, you know, they might not care. And some people embrace it. So the reality of how technology has changed our lives is significant in the last few years. My name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. Thanks for listening.